The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author with the ultimate guide to...
Merhaba.
Oh, is that a place or a greeting?
No,
or what,
a greeting.
What have you said?
Is that,
have you cursed me?
Hello in Turkish.
You've cursed me and my family line.
Merhaba means hello in Turkish.
Okay.
I'm literally just off the plane from the Turquoise Coast, from Kalkan.
Okay.
In southwestern Turkey. And I'm going, and perhaps there's, I will allow for a certain amount of recency bias, but it's actually one of the best experiences I've had on holidays in many a year, primarily because I knew nothing about the place before I went.
Yeah, I've never heard of this place.
So my wife had gone to Kalkan years and years ago with her family and loved it. And we were looking for somewhere guaranteed sun, not crazy expensive and not, you know, a 12-hour flight away.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to get away for a week by the sun, really just relax. And she said, what about Kalkan? And I was like, don't know it. And she went and she described and I said, fine, let's go there. So
yeah.
The two of us plus my brother-in-law and his other half. So the four of us went. And Kalkan, like imagine like whitewash lanes that kind of slope right down to the harbour, bougainvillea, like flowers everywhere. Lots of restaurants, little shops. It's fairly compact. I mean, you walk around it in 15 minutes.
Mm.
And it's so beautiful and friendly and welcoming. And we knew that we wanted to go there because Ryanair, they fly into Dalaman, which is about 2 hours up the coast.
Okay, so quite close by.
Yeah, so Dalaman. And Dalaman is then right to more well-known resort places like Marmaris, İzmir, Fethiye, and Aludeniz, which is very, very famous, is the Blue Lagoon. And so there's a lot of resort tourism around there. But Kalkan is not a resort place. It's more hotels and self-catering. We just rented. I mean, we called it a villa. It was really just like a two-bed house with an infinity pool.
Oh, nice.
Kieran,
nice.
With an infinity pool on the hills overlooking both the town and this stunning bay. So, and... And the thing is that like the cost of it cost us something like for a week, just to give you an idea of price, like €1,700.
Okay.
For a week, for four.
Yeah. To rent this.
Yeah.
Two up, two down, or with an infinity pool.
With an infinity pool, like a half well-stocked kitchen.
Yeah.
But really convenient, really comfortable. Like it's not astronomical at all. And one of the things that really struck me is both in terms of the location, the things you could do there, the accommodation. If you went to the Pacific Coast Highway, say in California, you would pay 10 times the amount for that. But in your head, you'd go, yeah, but look, it's the Pacific Coast Highway. It's just so beautiful. And meanwhile, we had to keep saying to ourselves, we're on the coast of Turkey and it's every bit as beautiful as anywhere I've been in many, many a year.
And when you describe it there, these, you know, whitewash lanes running down towards the sea and is it, what does it feel like? Does it feel like what, like a kind of a Turkish town, Mediterranean, Greek,
That's a good
European?
Question, so it's on the Lycian coast. So it, I guess it, once upon a time it was all Greek. I mean, once upon a time. 2,500 years ago.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot since then.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels Turkish, but I was speaking to a local. I was saying, we were talking about the different towns along the coast and he was saying, so there's Kalkan and then about 20 minutes down, there's a place called Kosh and then another couple of hours down is Antalya. Now, Antalya be very well known with its own airport, etc. And he was saying Kalkan is full of like well-to-do English visitors. Like it's been a popular destination for English holidaymakers, not resort tourists, holidaymakers, as I said, hotels and self-catering.
Yeah.
Kosh is almost exclusively Turkish, so it's where Turks go on holidays. And he says Antalya is increasingly just very popular with Russian tourism. Like when we got off the plane, so obviously it was a full plane of our, they were, most of them were going to the aforementioned Marmaris, to İzmir, Fethiye and Aludeniz. And like, and they're like really, really beautiful. That entire coastline is gorgeous. But we opted for Kalkan, which is, as I said, we rented a car and just drove down. And honest to God, it's a cinch. People were texting me going, yeah, but what's it like? Is it a bit this? It's a bit as if like you're slightly put off maybe. the foreignness of Turkey.
Yeah, I think people assume that once you're outside the resorts in Turkey, there's going to be an edginess.
The absolute
opposite
is true.
Sniff of sulfur in the air.
Obviously, look, Turkey is a very vast country of 80 plus million people. It's absolutely huge, by the way. One of the things someone said to me, he goes, come here, you're not going to be anywhere near, like, you know, with all the trouble with Iran and everything. I'm like, you know, the Iranian border, 1,600 kilometers from
here. Yeah, exactly.
It's like halfway across the continent.
Yeah.
And but there's an edginess. And the thing is that, ultimately, I think Turkey gets a bad rap, a really bad rap. It's incredibly popular. Those who know Turkey will defend it to the end and go, it's an amazing country for some of the reasons that I've laid out, but plenty others. And those that have never been I've always denoted a slight wariness about.
Yeah.
Like for example, what if my wife wants to lie in a bikini on the beach? It was like, that's no problem. You knock yourself out. There's none of that. None of that. It's friendly. It's really welcoming. Very easygoing. The food is incredible. And it's that, particularly in that area, that combination of there's a lot of Greek influence. So like rice with vine leaves, and you get kofte, and you'll eat a lot of lamb, and particularly because we're on the seaside, so I had a lot of sea bass.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
So 2 hours south of this airport, easy to get to. You drove down. I'm sure you can get transport if you need it.
Can arrange for either like a car transfer or a dolmuş, which is those small Turkish minibuses.
Okay.
And my wife was saying, like, years and years ago when she was there, that the dolmuş is like a clattered old, like a VW Hiace with window, or a Hiace with windows. Now it's like, they're modern minibuses.
Yeah.
We rented a car because the convenience, if you want to stay, so Kalkan is on this incredibly sloping hill. I don't know degrees. I'm going to say 45 degrees of a slope.
Yeah, why not? That sounds good.
It sounds good. And the reason why I think the car is necessary, so we were staying in the hill above. So maybe as the crow flies, a kilometer away from the actual heart of the village. But to walk down it. So I did it one morning. I says, I'm just going to walk down. Walk down, no problems. 30 degrees. I like the heat. I walked up. Honestly, you think I was scaling Everest. It was unbelievably difficult getting back up. I had to stop, and I was like, I feel my heart beating at like 180 beats per minute in my chest.
Oh, that would be an ignominious way to go.
It really would. Slumped at the side.
Died doing what he loved.
Travel journalist.
Trying to walk up a gentle slope in Turkey.
A gentle slope.
So what do we do when we get there? Give us a list of things to do.
Obviously, you want to get in and out of that infinity pool as often and as daily as you want. The town is great. It's full of almost restaurants there. It's like it's gladiatorial in its sport. It's like competing with each other. But one of the nice things about it is there's all the greeters all wanting you to come into the restaurant. But if you don't want to, they leave you alone. It's not like there's no hassle. So we went to this one place repeatedly called, what was it called? Kalamakis, I think it was called. Kalamaki. And it had this great rooftop. See, that's the thing. You want rooftop dining.
Yeah.
That's the one you want, where you can see the harbor and the rest of the town. The other thing is we drove down just beyond Kash, and we got on a boat and we went to explore the islands or the sunken city. So this is, I didn't know any of this before I went, by the way. Lycian people are like this ancient people that predate the Romans, that were rivals of the Greeks. And so Kekova Island, which is this submerged city, it's called Dolikiste. And but it's so, so beautiful. The city itself is bits of wall that have kind of submerged in, but it's the waters, Kieran.
Do they claim it's Atlantis?
Probably. But I'm telling you, getting in and out of the water, the water is the most beautiful water I've ever gone in.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the pictures here of it. It's turquoise.
It's called the turquoise coast for a reason. And one of the things, literally I'm just off the plane. But in August, okay, this thing made me laugh. So by the 20th of August, the water temperature is 28 degrees. This is the Mediterranean, Kieran.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like getting into a bath.
Yeah, I was really, we're getting off topic now, but because I want to get back because we're running out of time. But I was in France recently, we were on the lake, and the lake was like a bath. It was incredible. On the days where the temperature dropped down into low 20s in the evening, you were warmer lying in the water. It was just there's something totally incongruous about stepping into a huge body of water
and
that's that
feeling
warm.
Warmer.
Like,
yeah,
oh, that is weird.
One of the things we didn't do because we just didn't have the time is a place called Mace. So it's from Cash. You can get it's a half hour ferry ride. It's a tiny Greek island. It's actually in Greece.
Oh yeah.
So you have to submit your passport and get it stamped, etc. So you're actually leaving Turkey for the day, and it's all pastel colored houses. Now, we saw pictures of it. I would have liked to have gone, but like we spent an entire day out in the water, and I was like, I mean, this was heaven. It was pure heaven.
Yeah.
And like, if we'd had more time, if we were there for say another week, I would have definitely done far more boat tourism. But there's gazillions of them, and you can do, we rented a private one. There was four of us. And that cost €400 for the entire day. If you don't want to go that kind of spend, it's €45.
Yeah, but the 400 between four of you for a boat for the day is good value.
That's what I mean. It's really good value.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. Otherwise, if your budget doesn't extend that far, £45 each, and you get on a bigger boat with 40 odd others.
Yeah.
And you're going to do much of the same thing, but you're doing it kind of much more to an itinerary.
Yeah.
I mean, there's loads of stuff to do that I didn't do. Now, there's UNESCO listed Xanthos and Letoun, and there's Patara, which has both a beautiful beach and an amphitheater. I mentioned going to Greek. You can walk. I mean, geez, I wouldn't walk, not in this heat at this time.
How hot was it?
It was the temperature on the phone, it said 31 degrees every day, but then we looked on another one, it was 35.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's hot.
Yeah.
And it's aircon. All the villas have aircon.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention one place. We discovered it. My brother-in-law discovered it as we were walking and goes, hey, that looks kind of nice. And it's literally just like 50 meters below where we were staying. It's called the Hotel Mediterran. And it is a proper hotel with rooms for like €150 a night, infinity pool, amazing restaurant, and the best outdoor bar I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Just with the views, is it?
Just the views. And so we went down for sundowners. I mean, literally for sundowners. Order a drink, sit there in this beautiful, and just watch the sun dip over the hills.
Yeah.
And Kieran, I mean, you go on holidays because you want to kind of forget about the mundane every day. I can't describe to you the feeling of just pure joy.
Oh,
just sitting
Kieran,
there.
You're selling this place well.
It was so wonderful. And the whole week, look, I said at the top, there's a lot of recency bias because I'm still buzzing off a brilliant, brilliant week. But it really is. It's affordable. It's all the good stuff you want about that kind of holiday,
mm-hmm,
and more. Excellent food, really friendly people. Oh, yeah. And all the shops in Calcan, it's all fakes. Now, they'll tell you, but they'll always go, very good fake. Very. You can get a Birkin bag for like £280.
Yeah.
Instead of 60 grand. No, I'm not kidding.
All right.
Yeah.
You said it well. Calcan in Turkey. Fionn Davenport will be back with another edition of The Ultimate Guide at the same time next week. Fionn, thank you as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.